I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Whatever's going on in your video game world, this is where we come together each week for just a singletary hour to talk about everything in video games. Questions, comments, or concerns, please address them to the toll-free line. 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down. Dial it up. Hardcore gamers, neophytes, newbies, everybody in between. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 7529. And even though we are on all these sports talk networks, it's not just sports video games. It's all video games. And yes, Home Studios, San Francisco, Sports Byline USA. Nice to have you with us. But we also stream through sportsbyline.com. Go there. Click listen live. Any emails to me, especially the cheat code requests, or winning the brand new game that I will give away at 40 minutes after the hour, rick@sportsbyline.com, sbnationlive.com as well. Also, apropos applications for receiving all the programming, the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app as well. And on Sirius XM 211 in progress, Dan Patrick channel, Where Are My Truckers At? White Line Fever, come on, I'm cracking myself up, 1-800-878-PLAY. We are also proud and privileged of being on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, doing a great job, stay safe, come home soon, we're proud of you. And we know video games are a big part of the home cooking that you take overseas with you. Our military, big gamers. And also CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel tuning your cable provider, 35 million homes. So, questions, comments, concerns, as I said, please address them at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. I will also, beyond giving a brand new game away, let you know the release dates as well. What are the new games coming out this week? The cheat code at the end of the show and a discussion on video game news and topics. And we basically just have 51 minutes left to do this. So let's take a quick break and come on back on the Video Game Review.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Lowe's knows member-only doorbuster deals make SpringFest savings even better. Right now, rewards members can get three 19.3-ounce Bonnie Plants vegetables and herbs for just $10. Plus, save $50 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-burner grill, now $149. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4-7, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location, subject to change, while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms.
When you switch to Progressive and bundle your home and auto, you could save hundreds, and that's a surprising amount of money.
Whoa, that's like farmer's market money.
That's like give me a gallon of that locally sourced raw honey money.
That's certified organic heirloom tomatoes in every imaginable color except red money.
That's let's get 2 pounds of pink oyster mushrooms money. I'm not even sure I like pink oyster mushrooms.
Guess it's time to find out, because you could save hundreds when you switch to Progressive and bundle. Then the world is your pink oyster mushroom. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that. And it is the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. What's going on? If you want to have a video game question, comment, or concern, please address it at the toll-free line right now at 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. All right. Well, this week, Nintendo announced a lot more information about the Switch 2. And the thing to remember, and I sometimes just sort of take for granted, I just figure, oh, Switch 2, probably a bigger screen, big deal. No, Nintendo is calling this next gen. So it's going to be a lot bigger, better, different. And so we do now finally have the day it will be released. And it's surprisingly a lot quicker than we were thinking, because I think most of us were thinking around the holidays, as consumers will tell you, or I should say businesses will tell you, that consumers come in on the Black Friday and holidays and such things, and they make about 50% of their annual sales in that mad crush in those, whatever, those 3, 4, or 5 weeks. But this is a summer surprise. June 5th, everybody. That's right. June 5th, the day D-Day was supposed to happen, but it was bad weather. Anyway, the 5th of June, and that's a good surprise. The bad surprise is it costs more than I thought it would. $450. Huh? So I thought it was going to be October, November release, and it was going to be $350, and it's June 5th, and it's $450. So Nintendo had a direct live stream, very long press conference, a website launch, showcases, and, you know, showing a lot of the improvements, including new and old games that will either launch or see an upgrade on what they're calling NS2 this year and the next. And directly from the live stream, you could spend a few hours playing some of the games, including some of the Switch 2's heavy hitters, like Mario Kart World, Metro Prime 4 Beyond, and Donkey Kong Bonanza, with a like banana, Bonanza. And it's still a little early to get into the nitty-gritty details, but at least you could kind of feel what it's like to play on the Switch 2. And beyond the simple hardware upgrades, the Switch 2, I think, really does improve on some of the rough edges of the original. A lot of people complained about the multiplayer infrastructure. I didn't play a lot of multi on Switch, so that never bugged me, but I remember hearing about it. And, you know, there are a lot of upgrades for people to start getting fired up to pre-order. Now, there are some people, it used to be the term techie. Now, techie means someone who works in tech. But in the original days of video games, techie is what meant anybody who would buy something new. It's like the people who line up for the new iPhone. You know, they build the iPhone to break, so you have to buy the next one, just like cars or anything else. But there is a redesign. You could call it modest, and you know, the hybrid handheld form returns. You got the base unit and it's a portable slate, two detachable Joy-Con controllers. More about those in a minute because they're better. And then, of course, the dock goes into your TV and it's a home console. Everything seems very similar. Even the Pro controller, which I bought for the first one, looks very much the same. It has a new C button near the bottom, but it looks good. It feels good. The original had a 6.2-inch screen, and the new one is 7.9-inch screen. So it is bigger, and you can feel it. It is a 1080p LCD, and it supports high def. Now, of course, you could say, well, 1080p already is high def. I'm just talking about high def dynamic range, as they call HDR. They say the screen has a lot wider range of lighting conditions. It also runs at a faster 120 hertz refresh rate and variable refresh rates for a lot smoother animations. But despite the Switch 2 ditching the OLED panel, remember the Switch OLED, the games look very sharp, very smooth. You know, like even if you play Breath of the Wild, you can see a lot more detail in the environment, maybe some notable shifts in the lighting as well. But the thing is, Nintendo is not saying too much about what's under the hood just yet. We do know about the new and improved processor. It is made by NVIDIA. And all the games that people have been able to test so far, the old, current, and upcoming, no one said anything looked clunkier, which is always you'd think, well, of course. Well, it's not, of course. It doesn't go without saying at all times. But there are now two USB-C ports. The one on the bottom for video out is there. There's a secondary port for plugging in accessories at the top. And there's one very specific accessory so far. I'll get to that in a second. But on top of the hardware, the Switch 2 now has a built-in noise-canceling microphone. So you can chat in multiplayer without a headset, whether you're playing handheld or if you're docked in TV mode. And the dock, by the way, is far more capable because the handheld maxed out at 1080p. The Switch, when it's docked, can go 4K. It can go 60 FPS, that's 60 frames per second. It also, the dock has a fan inside of it to cool it, which theoretically means that these resource-intensive games should run more smoothly with the console in the dock as well. But as I was saying, on the hardware side, the Joy-Cons are the biggest improvement. The analog sticks are larger. the back where you have the SL, SR, easier press. It's just much more. I mean, I'm a man, and I have, I don't know, just my gloves are XLs, but I don't have huge mitts. But if you're a man playing it, when you had the Joy-Cons, it did feel teeny-weeny, and it's much more ergonomic, I would say. And Nintendo has ditched the sliding mechanism, and now it's a magnetic connection. There's two magnets on each side of the console, and so you pull on the metal release switches, and the magnets will release with a small little pop as you opening. So connecting and disconnecting used to be kind of awkward, but now it's kind of fun. You have a magnet snap on and sense off and snap off. But there's also something very new with the Joy-Cons that I want to get to as well, but we're going to run to a quick break. If you have any comments about this as I'm doing a little bit of a deeper dive into what we got here with the Nintendo Switch 2, let me know at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Co-pays and deductibles may apply. Call 800-223-4979. That's 800-223-4979. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thanks for that, and welcome back to the show, The Video Game Review. I am your host, Rick Tittle, and nice to have you with us. In the next segment, I will be giving away a brand new game, and you can win it by just answering a very simple question and being the second correct answer to my email address, which is rick@sportsbyline.com. You can email me there throughout the week, any other concerns, questions, jokes, complaints. Keep the complaints to a minimum, whatever you want. I've been talking a lot about the Switch 2 because Nintendo gave us a lot to chew upon this last couple days now. As I mentioned, June 5th is the release date, $450. And whenever there's a new console, a new next gen, it's always very exciting. You know, like, I know there's a lot of people who make money from unboxing mundane things. There's nothing mundane or routine about unboxing a next-gen system. It's pretty fun. But anyway, I was talking about the Joy-Cons, which I'm willing to give another chance to now. Because the first time I saw those, I'm like, there's no way I'm going to use these like this. And so luckily, Nintendo knew they had to put out the Pro Controller, which is what I use. But now that the Joy-Cons are bigger, there's something else which I think is pretty fascinating. And that is you can use them like mice. Transitioning the two Joy-Cons to one is seamless. As I say, you place the mouse on the ground, sensor down, and it will start tracking. So I don't know how they're going to use this, but they were showing Civ 7 and using the Joy-Cons as mice with it. And I mean, why not, right? But getting back to the game chat, as I was saying, a noise-canceling microphone now. But as I was saying, that was something that was never the strong suit of the Switch, or actually Nintendo in general, to be quite honest, online play. Game chat has its accompanying hardware features beyond the microphone and an optional webcam as well. And so it's kind of a cute little webcam that you can pop in on the top with your USB-C. And Nintendo says you can use any USB-C webcam you want, but of course they only guarantee full functionality with their own first party camera, as always. It's like those old on the GameCube days, buying the, or PS1, PS2, the Mad Cats. I mean, it's like these, remember those little memory cards and PlayStation? It's like you have 15 slots. And some games would say, this takes up 6 slots. And you're like, yikes. And then you had to start collecting them. And then the Mad Cats one says, this has 40 slots and it's $5 cheaper. And you're like, well, why wouldn't I get that? Because it wouldn't work sometimes, hours and hours and hours, and then you turn it on and there's nothing there. And then I realize you get what you pay for. But as any player will tell you, games are what makes a console great. You can brag about all this tech stuff. But as I have always said, I judge games on one criterion. Is it fun? And then you can say all the other ancillary hype. Well, we got Liam Neeson, and we had a commercial during the Super Bowl, and it's the, you know, the cleanest looking game ever, and super hyped. Yeah, but it's not very fun. I usually can, you know, they always say, like, when you you meet someone, you're like, this person I could have a relationship with, or I never want to see this person again. Sometimes judge of character, you can figure that out. I feel like most of us gamers are a pretty good judge of character when it comes to games. I can't think of too many games that I didn't like, and then I played them more, and I thought, well, this isn't actually that bad. Normally I'll play a game, and I'll be like 5 minutes in, and I'm like, when I pull this disc out, I will never put it back in, ever. I'm just done. But Nintendo is going to have a fairly large selection of Switch 2 games during the launch, And there are a lot of tech and gaming websites that you may or may not have read already to see the list. So the highlights, obviously, Mario Kart World. And since Mario Kart 8 Deluxe was far and away the best-selling game on Switch ever, it's really not a surprise that the next racer is going to be the flagship launch game. Mario Kart World. And this is what Nintendo does best, to take a good idea and then capitalize on it and make it better. It is a proper sequel. Because World is a major reinvention for the franchise. The whole game takes place in an open world and Grand Prix races, if you want to call them that, along the way, have these road trips around the world rather than a loop around a track. And it's also branching out with an exploration mode, large-scale multiplayer race like knockout mode, where you can have 24 players start the race, but the group gets cut down after each leg. New power-ups, lots of cool little design tools and such, but, I mean, it still has to feel like Mario Kart. Otherwise, then no one's going to play it. And it is a very cool, really good-looking game. And, I mean, open world, I'm interested to see how open world it is. Sort of like 24 Hours of Le Mans. there's Drag X Drive, or Drag Times Drive. It's a 3-on-3 basketball game where all players are wheelchair users, as a fairly generic look with tracks, and this will be a proof of concept game with the optical sensors and the Joy-Cons, because you need to use them as mice and you push them away from you or forward to go and shoot. It's kind of a Wii Sports-esque there, which is very unique. Metroid Prime 4 Beyond. Now, the best game on the GameCube was Wind Waker, and a close second was Metroid Prime, if I'm going back. People saying, oh, the GameCube's not high def. Did you see the lighting in that game? Amazing. But the thing I like about what I've seen so far from Beyond is that it feels much more like a first-person shooter than some of the other Prime games. And now you can scan everything. You can curl up into a ball again. And the shooting will be a lot more precise, whether you want to use the controller or you want to use them as a mouse. Those Joy-Cons, as I mentioned. So it's worth keeping in mind that this is an original Switch game with a Switch 2 upgrade, and the game looked good but didn't have the same depth of color or sharpness of Mario Kart World or Donkey Kong Bonanza, which are Switch 2 exclusive. Now, as I mentioned, Donkey Kong Bonanza, it's a Donkey Kong Country reboot, kind of in the style of Super Mario Odyssey was, which for a lot of people was their favorite Switch game. But as DK, you smash everything in the environment, and there are buttons for punching up, punching down. By the way, punching down, you can destroy the floor. You can send chunks of gold and rocks flying, and crystal bananas are scattered all around. It's very large open world areas for you to find, and smashing everything. They use the game mechanics very creatively, so it does not come monotonous as you just smash everything in the way. And you know, sometimes you can have something that's monotonous, but it's still an important part of the game that you have to do. I sort of liken it to when I play Fallout and I collect everything I find, and it can be very painstaking. You go into an old broken down shack and there's 50 cans in there, you know, Coke cans, and you can use them later for metal. And I pick every one up. I might need it, right? So, as I said, the elephant or the Yoshi in the room is that this is going to be $450. Now, we know that the standard Switch was $300. That's why I said earlier I was thinking it was going to be $350. And I am naive. And by the way, Mario Kart World is $80 on the eShop. If you want it at a retail store, it's $90. Wow. So I would think that you would want to buy one that is bundled. I'm sure that's going to be a bundle. And what are you going to save? I don't know. There's a rumor that maybe you could get the bundle for $500 and then you would save $40. If you do want the Switch 2 camera, remember I said they'll take any USB-C webcam, that's $50. If you need a new pair of Joy-Cons, those are $90. The Switch 2 Pro controller, $80. So you will have to fork out, but it is exciting. But it's, this sort of feels like a PS6 launch to me with these prices. Yikes. I'm Rick Tittle. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we will get to the release dates. I'll give away a brand new game. And to take your calls at 1-800-878-7529. Get on back on VGR.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
The Video Game Review.
Rise, Kirkman. Rise,
Hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. All right, it's 40 after. It's time to give away a game. The game is called Steel Hunters. This is developed and published by Wargaming, and it is brand new on the PC. It just came out 4 days ago. And here's the blurb. Steel Hunters is a PvPvE shooter with futuristic mech battles. Fight to collect rare loot on an abandoned Earth and use combat tactics to turn rivals into scrap. Choose your hunter and playstyle to battle five other duo teams. Only one can extract from the hunting grounds. And one of the cool things about this game is I was looking at some of the screenshots, and it is a mech game. But I've never seen a mech use a spear. It's like this 20-foot-tall mech just had this giant metal spear thrown at it. So this game is pretty intense, and I will no rating, by the way. I'll give it away to the first person to my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com, can tell me if this is a mech game or a soccer game. Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer will win Steel Hunters, developed and published by Wargaming, and available on the personal computer. And I'll get to the release, new releases in a little bit. Last week, I was talking about a new release from Woodland Games, published by Team 17 Software. It's called Autopsy Simulator. And it's for the PS5, the Xbox Series X and S, and the PC. And knee-jerk, I was like, ugh. Like, what? But I actually gave this game a little respect. And it is a first-person horror sim hybrid, because this is basically a Forensic Files type of thing. You have a guy who's narrating the case and showing the crime scene and what was there, and you collaborate with these real-world forensic doctors, and you try to guide their dissection to determine cause of death, and it's all very dimly lit and grim, and it's pretty spooky. It really is. The only thing about this game that is a little bit of a drawback is that it's a 6-hour game with everything. But I don't think this is the type of game that you're going to probably want to play more than... want to play more than 6 hours. But anyway, I'm giving a little love to Autopsy Simulator, which I kind of just, you know, because I announce new games every week, and that one I was like, ugh, that sounds kind of, but it's actually, it's a really cool looking game, to tell you the truth. I'm halfway interested in maybe picking it up. Do I admit that? All right. When I went to the Game Developers Conference last month here in San Francisco, and there's a guy named Alan Taskin. He is the Netflix game chief, and he was at the GDC talking about how the gaming strategy was. He said he wanted to match the overall mission of Netflix. He said, otherwise we're just a distraction. And I think that's a very honest statement, because that's exactly what they are right now. Is I don't know if distraction is the right word, or it's not annoying. It's just something that's to the side. You know, it's like, to me, it would be like the parsley on your steak dinner. It's like, I saw it, but I'm not really into it. Now, they brought this guy over to Netflix last summer. He hasn't even been there a year yet, But he's got three decades of experience. He was at Epic. He worked on Fortnite. He was at EA. He was at Ubisoft. And I give Netflix credit for hiring someone who knows what they're doing. And the question that loomed over Netflix's foray into games is whether they see that as a real category or just, as he was saying, just something to do. And so he said, we're showing our members that we're a place to discover and play games, and we look forward to continuing to launch bigger and bigger games every year. Well, yeah, they had some speed bumps, and in October they shut down Team Blue Studio, which had been developing basically the Netflix Call of Duty, and I guess they said screw it, to the point of shutting down the entire studio. And so, I mean, to me, what you want to do is capitalize on some of the things that you have on Netflix. You know, it's like, if you have the rights to Squid Games, then you should be the only one doing the Squid Game, right? But look, the closure of Team Blue doesn't mean they're not willing to keep taking big swings. They said that just wasn't the right one. I wasn't in the room when that decision was made to shut that game down in studio, but to me, it would be sort of the equivalent of you're making it, and it's like, if you give someone a choice between Call of Duty or this, I mean, it's just, forget it. It's probably the wrong thing to try to do. It's a very crowded space when you do AAA-style shooters. And if you want to do a big production and be innovative, maybe that's not the place to be. So Toscan said, quote, it doesn't mean we have to have less ambition to do something big. I want to make that super clear because some people read that we're reducing. That's not at all the case. It was an amazing team, exceptional talent, that were doing something very, very precise, which I believe belonged to the console world or the PC world, not adapted to the platform we work in. He said the Team Blue project probably would have been something really great, but Netflix needs to be innovative and do things differently if we want to be successful. Now, I understand that as well. It's like, oh, we make video games. Here's our knockoff Call of Duty. And then all of us would go, uh-huh. Great. So that's what I was talking about, just existing IP, multiple areas, rolling out games that can be played on the TV, and expanding the mobile lineup as well. You know, couch play, party games, kids games, mainstream titles. And among the titles Netflix showed off at GDC was a game called Spirit Crossing. It's from Studio Ghibli-esque, fantastical life sim, massive multiplayer online MMO. Its original IP and ambitious title. This all came from Spryfox, which, by the way, Netflix bought 3 years ago. And even if you look at some of the hands-on demos, they're still buggy, so they have time to get it right. I didn't really care for the look of it, honestly. It didn't really hit me. But Taskin told Variety, ultimately, imagine a world where you watch something and then you're entering the world in the game, and let's say you break something or you kill a character and then go back to watch the following episode and all the things that you've broken, it's broken the way you broke it, or the character you killed or you've changed his mind have begun behaving differently. Uh-huh. So, as he said, some of these servers are crossing. What's weird too is that one of the games they're working on is Bridgerton. Another game they're working on is Stranger Things. Another one is One Piece. But just to wrap up what he said, his last quote, if I was in the world of Harry Potter, I don't want to be Harry Potter. I'm myself, and I want to choose a different house, and I'm going to do different spells, and I want to tell my own story. And so we have to find worlds that are very attractive for people to be in and tell their own stories. Bridgerton is one. I think Stranger Things has a lot of potential there. I believe One Piece is another one that I would love to explore. So Netflix, they're coming at us, and we'll see if they're any good. It's always something, you know, we've had it before. It's like, oh, you know, we'll give you the joystick and then just turn on your TV and there you go. All right. I just think they're in it because there's just too much money not to be made. They just have to figure out how to do it. Here are the new releases this week. Tuesday releases, unless I note otherwise, Cursed Dawn on the PC. Fortune Avenue, this is a dice game on the PC. Another PC game, Inspector Schmidt, The Ebbing. Kitchen Sink Aloha, PC and Mac. Layla on the PC. Laika, which is a wolf game on the PC. Peppered, an existential platformer, PC and Mac. It's all PC so far. Battlefield Waltz on the Switch. You fight and waltz. Very anime looking. Locomoto, PC. South of Midnight, Xbox Series X and S and PC. Tiny Garden, PC. All in Abyss, Judge the Fake. This is a card game on the PC, PS5, and Switch. Asgard's Fall, Viking Survivors on the PC. Commandos Origins, PC, Xbox Series X and S, 5 and 1. Descenders Next, this is a snowboard game for the PC, 1 and Xbox X and S. Drive Loop Survivors on the PC. Gadonia 2 on the PC. Secrets in the Green. This is on the Switch. Black Beacon. This is Mac, Linux, and your phones. Android and Apple. Blue Prince. Mac, PS5, PC, Xbox Series X and S. Crashlands 2. Mac and PC and your phones. Cluth Loot. This is PC and Mac. This is the most Mac games I've announced for a while. Game Over, a musical RPG, 2 question marks on the PC. And then Jumping Jazz Cats on the PC as well. We will take a quick break. We will come on back with the cheat code right here on the Video Game Review.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Hey, thanks for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Network. All right, it's time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. And this one comes from Patty. Patty says, Rick, how do I get the continues in Panzer Dragoon on the Saturn? Now, when I saw this, I was like, this is exactly what I'm looking for. Who plays the Sega Saturn? Patty does. And by the way, that Panzer Dragoon game, that was not easy. And those boss battles were horrifying. And so that's why I think the programmers knew it might be too much to handle. So there is a code for unlimited continues. It doesn't give you anything good except for the fact you don't have to start all over again. So if you go to the title screen and press start, then press up, X, right, Y, down, Z, left, Y, up, and X. Do that before you select a game. Once again, and by the way, I can email you the rest of it, but go to the title screen in Panzer Dragoon on the Sega Saturn and press up, X, right, Y, down, Z, left, Y, up, and X, and you will get unlimited continues in Panzer Dragoon. Thanks to everyone who tuned into the video game review. We will take a quick 6-day and 23-hour break, and we will do it again next time right here.